USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tons of rain has caused flooding in Texas and Louisiana. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service says river levels will remain high this week.
One of the big weather stories that's going to continue for a long while now is all of the flooding along the major rivers. The whole length of the Mississippi River is essentially in flood stage now, and other tributaries out towards the Missouri River and places in East Texas. That will take a long time to drain.
Chairman Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee says that Congress must fight to preserve its oversight rights before the judicial branch, pushing back against the White House's efforts to block them.
They're just stonewalling. They want to draw this out as long as possible, and we're going to fight it. We are fighting it.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
A portion of the Houston Ship Channel has been reopened after a collision between a 755-foot tanker and a tugboat that was pushing two barges. John Clemens reports.
The Houston Ship Channel has been reopened to one-way tow traffic only. Greg Bierman, a spokesman at Unified Command, tells us one of the vessels carried 25,000 barrels of a gasoline product called Reformate.
There was significant damage to one of two barges. Only one of the two barges has actually released product. The other barge is thought to be completely intact.
At the time of the collision, there was a queue of 33 vessels inbound, with 27 outbound, with 91 vessels stationary called Anchorage. I'm John Clemens.
Another big win at the box office for Avengers Endgame.
I keep telling everybody they should move on. Some do.
The film took in $65 million this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An actress and model from the 60s has passed away. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
That's from the late 1960s Mod Squad series. Star Peggy Lipton played a hippie cop, Julie Barnes, on the show from 1968 through 1973. The series, which co-starred Michael Cole and Clarence Williams III, dealt with issues such as domestic violence, abortion, police brutality, the Vietnam War, and drugs. Over five seasons, the series earned Lipton one of the It Girls of her time, four Emmy nominations, and a 1971 Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in a TV Drama. In 1990, Lipton returned to acting in what became her most enduring role as waitress Norma Jennings in David Lynch and Mark Frost's cult TV series, Twin Peaks. She also had recurring roles on TV shows like Popular, Alias, and Crash, and appeared on her daughter's comedy, Angie Tribeca, as well as on the TNT drama, Claws. Lipton died at the age of 72 after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first trip to Russia. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pompeo expected to arrive in Russia on Monday to meet with President Vladimir Putin and his foreign minister in Sochi on Tuesday. The trip coming less than a month after Special Counsel Robert Mueller released his report detailing extensive contacts between the Russian government and the Trump administration, though finding no evidence of a conspiracy to interfere in the election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.